Governor Herbert says he believes his administration is on solid legal footing when it comes to the special election they've scheduled to replace Representative Jason Chaffetz, who will be resigning from Congress next week. Herbert spoke Thursday during his monthly news conference on KUED.
This is, again, kind of a unique circumstance. Probably emotions are a little bit high here, and we need to count 10 and think methodically about what is good policy and then drift towards that direction.
Current state law is vague on the specifics for filling a congressional vacancy, but leaders of the Utah legislature say the governor was negligent in not calling a special session to allow lawmakers to weigh in on the process. Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes called a rare joint caucus meeting earlier this week to discuss concerns that the governor's actions had left the state vulnerable to lawsuits. But Governor Herbert says if the Republican majority in the legislature had had their way, there would be no GOP primary or runoff, transferring all the decision-making to a narrow pool of party delegates.
I was very concerned that in doing that, which I thought was bad policy, that we disenfranchised in the 3rd Congressional District about 190,000 registered Republicans who would like to have a say on who their next congressperson was going to be.
3 Republicans are currently running in the primary, scheduled for August 15th. The general election will be held in November. Herbert also denied allegations that he or someone in his office had threatened the Attorney General's staff with disbarment if they released their own legal opinion on the special election process. Herbert says he hasn't even seen the Attorney General's opinion, but will continue to block its release, citing attorney-client privilege. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.